Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
The first game I want to talk about is the Warriors-Bucks. An excellent matchup on paper. And the play that really intrigues me in this one is the under. The total's 222.5. Bucks favored by 2.5. If you like the Warriors on the money line, they're plus 115. This is a tricky one because anytime you play an under with the Warriors, you're kind of, you know, up for the sabotage factor of Steph absolutely going off. But Steph's been, you know, not as prolific lately. And we talked about this. The Warriors have been one of the better under teams in the NBA all season long. And the Bucks are still dealing with some depth issues, as it's usually just Chris Middleton, Giannis, maybe Bobby Portis as guys that can score in double digits.
Yeah, I was looking at this earlier and I totally agree with you. I think the under is absolutely the play here because you've got two teams that, frankly, I just don't trust right now with the way that they're playing. The Warriors hit the under 65.8% of the time. That's second best in the NBA for unders. The Bucks hit it 58.1% of the time. That's in top 10 as well in terms of unders. So consistently, more than most teams in the NBA, the Warriors and the Bucks play under the total. As far as a side, it's really hard for me to pick a side because, as we've talked about, both of these teams are just sort of middling right now and trying to put it back together and be the hot teams that they were a few weeks ago. So I think the under is the right side as well.
Yeah, there's a couple of injuries that are key in this one for Golden State. Draymond Green out indefinitely, and also James Wiseman, their center. So they're not quite as good down low. And then for the Bucks, Drew Holiday downgraded to doubtful. He's nursing an ankle injury. And like I said, they're really struggling to find secondary scorers behind Giannis. Even when Giannis scores 40, like, these teams are still hitting the under. In fact, the Bucks have hit the under in 4 of their last 5. And then looking at the Warriors and their over-under record, they've been hot to the over, or the under, excuse me, all season long, 18-25 over-under record overall.
And one more stat I want to give out when it comes to looking at the under here. You also want to look at team defense. The Warriors have the number 2 team defense in the NBA, and the Bucks are tied for 6th. So I hate to keep harping on that point, but every trend I see looks to be the under as the right play. So that's what I'm going to be on.
For more, listen to the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.